Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I am Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of The Deadline. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Laura.
How are you?
Here again.
Yes, you are. I hope people remembered to vote for us last week.
Yeah, right.
Because I forgot to mention it in last week's show because it was coming up on September 1st. But I hope, and if you haven't, you know, there's still time. It's only the 5th of the month, so please jump on Podcast Alley and vote for the show. The link is on the Deadline page as well as the homepage of NJGHS.net.
As many times as we told you, you should know where it is by now anyway.
Yeah, you would think. You know, there's only 7 of you at last count listening, so, you know. I have to say, I went on and looked at the comments a while ago, and I know who the one person is by their name that they listed that left a comment, and I have to say, a certain Tom, thank you very much, because that was a very nice comment that he left. So, anyway, gave me the inspiration to write more shows for us to record.
Yay!
So, anyway. And I know we haven't redone our commercial for Eastern State, but in the Eastern State commercial that we run, so if you want to become a certified paranormal investigator, it says it takes MasterCard and Visa in the commercial, and that is wrong. As most of you know, start of this new year, we had to get rid of the virtual terminal. It was just too expensive through PayPal. And PayPal, I have to say, lately has been an exceedingly aggravating, nightmarish venue for me. Just recently, I had 4 more people who tried to register for Eastern State for our training that we're doing November 28th. And PayPal let her put in like 1 or 2 of the registrations, and then it started to flag the other ones and said that they were suspicious or fraudulent. And it was the same person putting all 4 things through. They contacted me. They said, "We're trying to protect you as a vendor that this is fraudulent." I'm like, "No, it's not." And I said, "You're not helping me at all. You know, you're taking all these fees, and now you're making it hard." Then they even contacted the person, and she said, "It's not fraudulent. I am for real, and these are 4 people. It's me, my husband, and my daughter, or son and daughter-in-law that are going to go." She explained all that to them. They still, when they rendered their decision in their whatever fraud unit, they said, "No, it was fraudulent," and they returned the money to her. So we got hit with the fees, we got socked, and we lost the registration. And she's over in Europe, then she had to write out a check and have her friend here in the United States mail it over to us. And unbelievable what a nightmare PayPal is. And I called them, and they're like, "Well, you know, we're protecting you." I'm like, "That didn't protect me." I said, "You just took money from me." And I said, "What if I'd already surrendered the service? What if they'd already gone to Eastern State?"
Right.
And I said, "And not for nothing, I don't make anything on this."
I tell them, say, "You're giving my fees back."
I did, and they restored the one fee they took. I said, "But if anything, the NJGHS loses money on this. You know, the PayPal takes its fees.
Right, yeah.
We still have to pay the whole amount to Eastern State. They don't give a crap that we lost PayPal fees."
Yep.
So that comes out of my pocket. Then it comes out of my pocket for gas and food and everything, drive all the way down there and do all the training. And, you know, unbelievable. So, yeah, so anyway, it says MasterCard and Visa accepted, but we do not accept MasterCard and Visa, and we don't take personal checks anymore. And for those of you who are too stupid to open up the envelope adequately and find your membership card in it, and you want a replacement, or the cat ate it, or the dog pissed on it, or you threw it out and you came up with some lame excuse for me to just keep cranking out more cards and wasting more postage, guess what? You show your butt up at a meeting and you pay $5 cash, and then you'll get a replacement card. That said, that might serve as a really good little indicator as to why you should, when you get your membership card, put it in a safe place, like your wallet or something. Because when you show up for a cemetery hunt, guess what? You need it. If you want to register for something and you want to tell me, "No, I'm a member, I get the member discounted rate," or you want to buy one of our books at 10% off, which members get 10% off, you better have that card in your hand. Because I don't walk around with a 650-plus person database in my head to say, "Oh, that's right, you're a member." You know.
She can barely remember what she had for breakfast.
I don't eat breakfast, so that's a no-brainer. So anyway, so there you go. I feel better. I've purged. My soul is clean. Yay. So anyway, we have a good-sized training group going to Eastern State. From Dean and I are going to handle this. And if you want to come along, Brian, and we may, because now with the addition of these four other people, we may, it would be optimal, let's put it that way, to have the three trainers and take and break them, this huge group, into three groups.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to, Dean and I will just, it'll be two larger groups that she and I will be managing. So I figure I can go down there and just do the presentation like I did for the training part, and then she and I will split people up, take half the group and go in one direction, and then at the halfway mark we'll switch, you know. But like I said, if you wanted to go, then let me know.
Okay.
You know, because I know it's November 28th, it's going to be cold. We had it last year in November.
Yeah, Thanksgiving weekend, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think this might be Thanksgiving weekend or the weekend after.
No, it's Thanksgiving weekend.
The 28th,
yep.
Yeah. So, anyway, so that's that. We're going to move along to meeting announcements. Now, let's see. September. No, I'm sorry. October. October, Central Jersey. You're coming up on, I want to say, October 7th. Yes. October 7th. Is the Central Jersey Division meeting. That's at the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leader Brian McCauley will be on hand to answer all your questions during the Sharon Scare segment. His meeting runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The North Jersey is coming up on September 15th, which is a Tuesday, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Yellow Room of the Hackettstown Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. The September meeting topic is Prophets and Prophecies, and Dina Trico, the team leader, will be on hand. Just remember, the Yellow Room is located upstairs. All meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You can bring your questionable recordings and photographs and have them reviewed for authenticity during the Sharon Scare segment. You do not have to be a member to attend. However, if you want to become a member and you don't want to send in a parashare and get it for free, you can show up at the meeting, sign up, and pay $20 there.
And we will be
right back after this.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, this is Jeff Philander of GhostVillage.com, and when I'm not out hunting ghosts and seeking out folklore, I'm listening to The Deadline.
It's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the NJGHS, only one credit necessary, or you may send in 10 Parashares and get 10 credits for a natal chart, which is a $75 value. Your natal chart is your astrological blueprint, people, and I'm pretty good at casting these with the software that I have, as well as giving you my own insights and so forth. So if you do want a natal chart, send in 10 parashares, and then send me your date of birth and birth time and birthplace, and I will do the chart for you and send it to you. Now, of course, we have no parashares this week. Now it's time for News of the Weird. Thorpe Park in Kerzi, England, has a new rule for guests to follow while on the rides. Scream all you wish, just don't raise your arms. Riders are required to keep their elbows at their sides, or they can be kicked off rides. Repeat offenders face expulsion from the park. Are there safety concerns causing this new rule for such strict enforcement? Actually, the problem is BO. That's right, body odor. Mike Vallis, director of the park, says there have been complaints about smelly patrons raising their arms and subjecting fellow riders to their sweaty armpits. Mr. Vallis also indicated that with high temperatures and such scary rides, people sweat more, which makes the rule more necessary for the comfort of all of the park guests. Carol Bohannon was hired among 300 applicants by the Wookie Hole Tourist Facility in Somerset, England, in July to be its witch-in-residence at a prorated annual salary of the equivalent of about $83,000. The witch's job is to linger in the caves full-time during tourist season, looking like a hag and cackling.
Nice job.
You know, and there's so many men listening to that going, my God, my mother-in-law could be making 83 grand a year. Times are tough. A 36-year-old woman pleaded guilty to prostitution in Oklahoma City in June for giving oral sex to a Frito-Lay employee in exchange for a case of chips. Times are tough.
Jeez, I gotta go there then.
In an interview with the Toronto Star in June, a 36-year-old drag queen who said he usually gets $60 for oral sex was lately receiving offers as low as $5. Said Ray, "I didn't spend 2 hours getting my makeup on and all dressed up for $5." A raid on a Kent Great Britain butcher shop / slaughterhouse save the lives of two illegal aliens. It seems illegals were promised a safe, productive life in Great Britain, but that is not what was happening. Instead, they were being murdered and their organs harvested for transplant. The freezers at the slaughterhouse contained human remains, but according to one policeman, little more than bones were left. Local parish councillor Des Robinson was quoted as saying, "We always knew the sausages were something special, but not that special. It rather puts a new meaning to full of Eastern promise."
Well, they just had a story in that in the paper. Something like that. There's a guy in New York, whatever the place they do all the hair braiding, whatever area that is of New York.
Hair braiding of New York?
No, whatever part of New York that they do a lot of hair braiding in.
City?
Yeah, New York City, whatever part. I don't know if it's the Bronx, whatever, but a guy just got arrested because he would bring the women over from Africa on false pretenses and make them work there 6-7 days a week with all their money going to him. So it's like almost prostitution, but...
But he was... They were just braiding hair.
Yeah.
You know. You gotta wonder. Let's move on here. The latest community to challenge the taboo about disturbing a graveyard is Peoria, Illinois, where the Lincoln Branch Library is planning an expansion, though on land that was a 19th century burial ground. By law, all bodies must be preserved. But each exploratory dig turns up more bodies, driving up costs to the city. All righty. Kind of a little poltergeist movie activity there. Elsie Poncher is looking to sell a cemetery crypt space she owns, with bids starting at $500,000. Her husband's in it now, but a lower rent neighborhood is in his future, since Elsie's behind on her home mortgage. The space once belonged to Jolton Joe DiMaggio, and it's right above the space now holding Joe's ex-wife, Marilyn, like Marilyn Monroe. When Richard Poncher originally bought into the crypt, he made Elsie promise that for all eternity he would be lying face down above Marilyn Monroe's body. You know, he's a creep. That's really... To say that to your wife, can you imagine?
Well, now he's screwed.
Yeah, good. The Santa Cruz County Young Farmers and Ranchers Organization is holding a unique festival as a fundraiser. Travel to Watsonville, California for just $40. You can participate in the Testicle Festival. That includes all-you-can-eat deep-fried bull testicles. According to Lindsay Roberts, head of the organization, people love them, the deep-fried bull testicles. And it's an old ranch-style theme. There is also a list of aliases for the delicacy, including cowboy caviar and swinging sirloin, two of her favorites. Did you ever notice that when an unusual food is labeled a delicacy, most often it is something the vast majority of people find distasteful and revolting? Failed defenses. A woman in Kansas City, Missouri, told police in June that the reason she stabbed her sleepwalking 24-year-old boyfriend in the face was that she feared he would hurt her if she didn't wake him. She said the man had also just finished urinating in her closet.
Nice.
As long as he flushed the hanger, all's forgiven. In July, Mexican authorities accused one of the country's newer drug cartels, La Familia, of murdering 12 federal agents following a 2007 debut in which it rolled 5 severed heads into a dance hall in a show of intimidation. According to an April Reuters report, captured documents indicate that La Familia gang members are strictly required to attend regular prayer meetings, to never drink alcohol or take drugs, and to attend classes in ethics and personal improvement. So how do they factor in rolling in severed heads as ethical and...
Stress of work.
Yeah. All righty. Christopher Bjerknes, 31 years old, was arrested in Duluth, Minnesota in July and charged with another episode of breaking into a gym facility and slashing numerous large rubber exercise balls. He had acknowledged a sexual urge to slash that type of ball following a conviction in 2006 for cutting up 70 balls in 3 incidents at the University of Minnesota of Duluth. This time, 40 balls were damaged at a St. Mary's Duluth Clinic West building. Police were told by a psychologist last year, after Bjerknes abandoned court-ordered therapy, that he continues to be a risk to society.
And I think he's gonna be all right. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
In other news, David Shaler, 43, used to be British MI5 intelligence officer, but apparently went downhill after a controversy with superiors and today lives as Dolores Kent, in full female dress, and believes in his heart that he is the Messiah who will save mankind from its upcoming 2012 doomsday by turning billions of people on to the virtues of hemp, which is, as he quoted, perfectly balanced, full of omega-3, omega-6, and 9 to help muscles grow and repair. Shaler/Kent also believes that Americans staged September 11th and that Jesus Christ was, like him, a transvestite.
Alrighty then.
And that's your News of the Weird. We'll be right back after this commercial break. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary,
located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Hi, I'm Mark Skirman.
And I'm Mark Moran.
We travel on the roads more weird with our show Weird US.
And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Last week's Haunted Trivia asked, what is the name of the hall at Monmouth University where I captured an orb in the chapel last year for the article in the 4074 magazine? The answer, Woodrow Wilson Hall. Now, those of you who had scoped out the magazine, you would have known that. This week's Haunted Trivia asks, what famous Massachusetts restaurant has had the generous tipping of bartenders occur with $10 bills mysteriously showing up in the tip jar several times? Be the first person to email this correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net and you will win one of our famous black NJGHS t-shirts with Inspector Ghosto and our logo on it. Yippee. All right. So, yeah, that was interesting with the news of the weird, huh, Brian? With the whole...
Which one?
The transvestite
oh,
guy.
Yeah.
And wow. What a sicko.
Freak.
What a sicko. Did you see, like, a couple weeks ago they had that girl who had been abducted when she was 11 years old and that sicko had the kids all living out in tents and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Unbelievable. Here it is 18 years later, and she had two kids with him. Oh, my God. It's just tragic. I mean, I'm glad she's out of that.
Right.
But I can't even imagine, where do you even begin therapy to put someone who has been, like, so psychologically Picasso'd back together, you know?
And who was it? The stepfather. He's happy she's home, but he's just like, you know, now I'm vindicated. Because he says they all accused me in the beginning.
It cost him his marriage and everything. Yep. And the gut-wrenching thing for him, he was on his bicycle. He saw her. He even described the woman who pulled her into the car to a T. When he saw pictures of her, he's like, that's... And even the police said, yeah, you described her to a T. That, he was on a bike. He couldn't get up the hill fast enough to save his stepdaughter. He turned around, went back down, had someone call 911, and she was gone. And only 170 miles away for all these years.
Well, 170 miles might as well be 10,000 miles.
1,000, yeah, when you're clueless. And, you know, and then what really pissed me off was when I read how one of the neighbors, the wife, was like, you know, why are these kids in these tents in the backyard?
Right.
What's wrong with them? I should call the police. And her husband said, butt out.
Yep.
It's none of your business. Butt out. And then I saw he almost reworded his whole story. Now they quoted him more recently on Yahoo News as saying, yeah, you know, my wife noticed that, and I told her to call the authorities right away. I'm like, don't lie. I saw the original article where you told her, butt out and mind your own business.
Yep.
And that's what's wrong with our society today, and that's why our society today, with being so transient, with people moving in and out, and there's no neighborhoods anymore. Like, when we were kids, everybody knew everybody, and everybody's kids knew this is so-and-so's backyard. If you get into trouble, you could run into so-and-so's backyard and just wave at them, and they'd call the police or bring you inside and take care of you.
Right.
Whatever. If you cut your knee and you fell off your bike, and you could go to anybody's house in the neighborhood, and there was someone there to help you. And nowadays, everybody's, like, being transferred all over. People don't really establish relationships. And, yeah, we've gotten into this whole identity theft and security and privacy. So we all pretty much just hone to ourselves and keep our noses at everybody's business, so to speak.
Yep.
And what has happened is it's made a breeding ground. It's just a veritable playground for every sexual abuser and child abuser on the planet because they know most people are just going to, like, have tunnel vision, put their blinders on, and not get involved.
Unless they're actually seeing it happen.
You know, and there have been people caught on cameras, in security cameras of supermarkets, witnessing a mother punching her child in the head while the child was in the shopping cart basket. In fact, it happened here in Jersey. And the, when the police rolled tape and they saw that this person had was caught on camera witnessing the act, they went after, they got her license plate off the tape, and they arrested her as well because she failed to report the child abuse. She just turned around, kept putting her groceries in her car, and took off. You know, and it's just, so okay, that's a good thing now, just so you people realize, if you're in a public place, you never know where there's a security camera, and if you see someone abusing their kid, you know, you don't even have to confront them. You pick up your cell phone when you get in your car. It's usually an 800 number for DIFIS or Child Protective Services, and it's anonymous. You just say, hey, I'm in this ShopRite parking lot in Englewood, New Jersey, and I just saw this woman, and here's the license plate. She hit her kid in the head. And it, there could, because you never know. Maybe that she was just having a bad day. Maybe that was an isolated incident. But you never know. I mean, if someone is that brazen to punch their child in the head in public, God only knows what they do behind closed doors to that child.
And people, abuse isn't like a slap on the hand or something like
or
that.
Or a spanking on the fanny. Because when we were kids, that was it. Yep. You got whopped on your fanny. And you know, not for nothing, but it kind of seems like that's why God put enough padding there. It was enough to get your attention and knock some sense into you.
I thought it was when you had to sit down to do number two.
But if you could sit after you got smacked, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, that whole story just really, and like, and then I thought about it, and like, and now with the internet, they have all these websites you can go to, and you can plug in your zip code, and you can see, on a map, comes up with little pinpoints as to where every registered sex offender is all around where your neighborhood. You know, I mean, this guy just got away with murder.
Well, who was it? There was some show I was watching, or some article I read, and basically they said, you know, I think they were talking about Michael Vick.
Oh, and that's another disaster.
Well, yeah, but they said, you know, he did his thing, and now people are like, well, you know, he did his time. You know, he paid his dues. You know,
really?
Leave him alone. When they said, well, if that's true, then I said, why don't sexual offenders get the same thing? They do their time, but when they come out now, they have to register themselves, and everybody knows who they are. Everyone knows where they live. They said, you know, it's not fair. It's not equal.
Right.
And it's just, I agree. I mean, it's, I mean, don't get me wrong. What they did is horrible. But, you know, if they can't have the same rights, then.
Well, I could see, in Michael Vick's case, he's very public. So he's already marked. People will be watching over his shoulder constantly. But you're right. Any other animal abuser could do his time, and then that's it. Nobody's going to register them and watch them. Sex offenders, I guess that's hitting a little too close to home because that's picking on children, you know.
Well, but you know, like I said, then how can you say, well, they did their time, they did their they paid their price? You know, they'll never pay their price because they'll always be on the radar.
And you know why? Because they don't get rehabilitated. Right. I firmly believe that you cannot rehabilitate someone. If you're an alcoholic, that's it. You're an alcoholic for the rest of your life. And if you're a drug addict, I don't care how many of them go to rehabs.
I know.
And within a week, they're sniffing glue, and then they're back on the needle. You know, it's like, you just can't rehabilitate. You either are or you aren't. It's like being pregnant. You either are or you aren't. And these people that do these sick things, I mean, if they had it in them to even conceive the idea, that's sick enough.
Right.
And then to act it out and actualize it, I'm sorry. There's just no guy. And they go, oh, I read. And that's what this guy with this girl in California that he abducted and had two children with.
Right.
He kept professing that he was, you know, so turned around, and he's been redeemed, and he's a wonderful person, and I would never, you know. I'm like, dude, don't even try it, you know.
Well, no matter what he says, you know, did you let her go? No.
No.
So.
Yeah. You know, it's just, oh, that's so tragic. And that Michael Vick thing just, you know, oh, here, we'll reward you. We'll give you a job with an amazing, staggering salary.
Yep, and he just,
And he's going to be doing promos for the Humane Society.
Right, but he just went through a bankruptcy thing where basically now all his creditors that were basically going to take everything he owned, they all agreed to a certain payment plan. And
you're kidding.
Nope.
So he's getting another
Yep.
another handout.
All but one creditor said yes. we'll go with this plan.
Yeah, and then the Humane Society saying, oh. Now, if they're compensating him, I will really be spinning like a top. I hope that's part of his punishment, that he has to these PSAs for the Humane Society.
I'm probably sure it is, yeah.
It better be, because if I find out he's getting paid, I'm going down to Philadelphia and just, I don't know. There's not much I can do. What am I saying? It's useless. It's pointless.
Why waste the gas and tolls?
Yeah, you know, I give up. It's just unbelievable, you know, that someone like that, and he's like, oh, I regret it. I'm like, you regret getting caught.
He regrets it as with a smile on his face.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't regret torturing those animals and taking that money.
Not at all.
Sick bastard.
If he could get away with it, he'd do it again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just unbelievable.
Well, moving on.
Yes. From that cheery topic, I'd like to remind everyone to sign up for the NJGHS Yahoo group. The link is on the homepage of NJGHS.net, and you can get the latest and greatest information blasted into your email inbox. Don't forget to be a friend of America's Haunted Road Trip. It's americashauntedroadtrip.com. The link is on the homepage of our site. You can register today, and then you can network with different paranormal authors and fans and so on and so forth. And I think that's pretty much it for the show, right? Anything else?
Nope, I don't think so.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of the Deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
And as always, thank you to Dina Shriko and Brian McCauley, our team leaders. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening and voting on Podcast Alley. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.